Let us start from Daf Kuf Chof Hei Amid Beis to get into the swing of the sugya. Abaye had said that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumet Tumune Eino Beikas, that Poshit means a Tumet Retzutze, that is less than a Tefach from the Tumet to the Oihel, which everyone seems to hold that there's no halacha of oil chaytzitz and the tumme is baikas. Rabbi Yossi holds tumme retzutze ain't a baikas. So that means there is a chetzitza of a oil tefach, even though there is no halal tefach. That is shitas Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, "Umenot haimro." I'll bring you a raya that this is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. The Snan, we learned a Mishnah in the Holis. Tevas Hamigdol. Tevas Hamigdol means a drawer, a box in a migdol, in a chest. Sheyesh bo peiseyach tefach. That in this teva there is a peiseyach tefach. There's a tefach al tefach, berum tefach. V'ein bitziyosa peiseach tefach. Now it seems this teva, this drawer, there was a pesach, if one wanted to put things into it, it wasn't as sophisticated, you pulled out the drawer, but there was a pesach in the front of the drawer, that if you wanted to put things or take out things from the drawer, from the teva, there was a opening. Now this opening was not a peseach tefach. So there was like perhaps a small door in the drawer in this teva that was opened up from the outside of the migdol. So the etzem teva, the etzem drawer had a shear of tefach al tefach berum tefach. But the opening to the outside was less than a peseach tefach. Tuma b'soicha. Now, if you'll have a kezayis min ameis b'soicha in this teva, habayis tome. So the bayis is tome, even though al picheshbin the minatoyre the zicha no svara that it should be tame, because the tume is in a oil that's a tefach al tefach, so that is choytzitz b'fnei a tume, and the migdol is a kli ha'osi lenachas, it's not mekabel tume, so you have a kezayis min ameis that's in an oil. So therefore, it should not be metama de bayis. And the opening, afilu we will say, the opening is open, but it's less than a peseach tefach, so the tume will not go out from the teva through the opening, because it's less than a peseach tefach. Afal pikein, the Tanakhama says, habayis tome, and we'll see why soon. The bayis is tome. Tuma be bayis. What if there's a kezayis min ameis in the bayis? Ma shebesoicha toil. So if you have food in this teva, which is in the migdol, that's toil. Because the food is in the oil bifnei atzmoi. And again, afilu this pesach to the teva is open, but it's less than a peseach tefach, so it's not mevi esatume. So memele, so the food is toil. Tuma babayis, mashe besoicha, that which is in the teva is toil. Emnei shederech tuma lotzeis, mein derech tuma likonis. And now it's the halacha of derech tuma lotzeis, that is why in the first case, tuma besoicha habayis tome. Rabbi Yossi mitayr v'nei sheyochel hu lahitziya lachatzoim oy leserfo bimkoimo. Let us again see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Tevas Migdol Shel Eitz, Boisin Oisoi Tevas Tevas Ktanois, and there are small drawers or small boxes in this Migdol, Latnia Ben Oichle No Mashke, Shieshpo Bechlal Peseach Tefach, that the Tevas which are in the Migdol have a cholol of a Pesach Tefa. Hachi gassino la b'meshne da'ole sheyesh ba Pesach Tefa lehave tuma tmuna. That means if the tuma, we said if the tuma is in the baye, if the tuma is in the teva, except there wouldn't be a Pesach Tefa, so L'cher the tumah would be bekas ba'ilan would be metam of the whole bias, but it's not speaking. It's speaking about that the teva has a pesach tefa. Lehavi tumah tmuna ve'ein bitziyosa b'chul pesach. Ve'ein bitziyosa b'chul pesach. The opening of this teva ein b'tefach. It does not have a tefach. So tuma b'soicho habayis tome. So Rashi explains now, we have to understand this. Why should the bayis be tome? Va'ava pisra cotton. The pesach is cotton, so that means that the tume theoretically is in the oil b'fnei atzmoi. There is a pesach that does not have a pesach tefach. Why is the bias tummy? Nishedarech tumme lotzeis. Alkochoch seifa lotzeis. You're going to take out this kezayis will not remain in this table. You're going to take it out to bury it. Alkochoch seifa lotzeis derech pesach zeh. Lefikach mitamo miyad derech yitziyosa. So Mamela, we have to be Reyes and Neilad. Eventually, this Kezayis Boso will be removed from the Teva and will enter the Bayis. So we have to consider Kilo now, the Kezayis Boso is in the Bayis. So the Bayis is Tomei. Amidarabonon. That's a Tumidarabonon. That means that what we Cheshbe now with that which is going to happen later, there's no such tumah. Mi darabonon, the rabbanon will metame story tumah lotzes. If you had the other way around, if you had tumah babayitz and you had food in the table, ma she b'seicha toyo. So that the food which is in the table is toyo. So that means even though the door of the teve is open, but since this opening is less than a peseach tefach, so the kizayis and the bayis, the tum and the bayis will not enter. This is a different oil. This is a separate oil. So the tum will not enter through the chul. And now the second cheshbin of seif to malotzeis, that we reckon already with the osid, but I ain't seif a lahachnis lomeis. He's not going to bring, if there's a kezayis of bosa in the house, he won't put it into the drawer. That's not the, it's not oimet to take from the house to put into the drawer. So memele. So tuma bebayis is masha b'seicha toil. In Rabbi Yosi metayek the meforish that what you had said tuma b'seicha bayis tomei neisha yoch the bayis tomei neisha derech tuma lotzeis that I have to reckon with that he's going to take out the tumim. That's what the Tanakhama said. So Rabbi Yosi is Mitaya. The Befosh, the Shema ain't Seifa Lotzeis Der Pesach Zeh, Shei Bo Shir Tumeh. Who says that it's Oymed to go into the house with a shir tumme sheyocha leitzia lachatzoi ilaserfa bimkaima. He mentioned yesterday the Chazaynish. Really, the Chazaynish is mesupik. The Chazaynish and Simon Chav Beis and Eiholis, Islam at Gimel, the Meskorim, there's parentheses over there. He's mesupik if there is a chi of kvura nakezayis. He's not too clear about it. And if you say there's no chi of kvura, so then it could very well be that we don't have a problem. So that is why Rabbi Yossi says, so who says he's going to take out the kezayis? Maybe he'll burn it b'mkoyma. There's no chi of kvura on a kezayis. Only a kezayis. Or maybe not. Maybe there is a din kvura, but people are not acquainted with this halacha. That's the suffix of the Chazaynish. Fine. This is the ratio of the Mishnah. Uktani Seifa, Hemido Bapesach, Upischa Luchutz. He had this Migdol, and before the case number one was that the Migdol was in the house. It opened up into the house. Pischa was Lefnim, that means, so we have to assume if he takes out the kezayis, it's going to be taken out into the house. So it's safe to malotzes. What is if we have this migdol that is standing by the opening of the house? That means the Pesach of the Teva, if you open up, it goes outside the house. It doesn't open into the house. It opens outside of the house. Hamido ba Pesach, he put the Migdol by the Pesach, by the opening of the house. Upischa lechutz, and the opening of the Teva opens up to the outside. So then, Tuma besoicha, if there's Tuma besoicha, habayis toil. Then the bayis is toil. Because the sole reason that Tanakama was Matama the bayis was not safe to Melotzeis. Because the Tumah, Saif Tumah Lot says, because the Tumah is going to go into the house. But over here, if the opening of the Teva is to the outside, so there's no reason why the house should be Tumah. The Saif Tumah Lot says it's going to leave the Teva and go outside. So there's no reason to be Metama the house. Upischa emido ba Pesach, he put the migdol by the Pesach abayis. Upischa lochutz, and the Pesach of the Teva is facing the outside, so the kezayis will be taken out of the Teva to the outside. Istume besoicha abayis toil, so the bayis is toil. Tume bebayis, mashe besoicha toil. So again, because this migdol is speaking about a kliyetz osil and nachas, it's not mekabel tumim. So the tumim from the bayis will never enter the migdol. Let us see Rashi, uktoni seifa, amida bapesach, vikula babayis, the whole migdol is in the bayis, elo shepischo lochutz, the pesach of the teva of the migdol is lochutz. Tuma b'soicha, abayis toil, the mishum mai ikilat muye. What legitimate reason you have to be metame? Hotumis oil leke. There's no tumis oil. The yesh bo peseach tefach. That means even though the teva is in the house, but the teva is an oil b'fnei atzmai, so it's chaytis b'fnei atume. V'loi temunahi, it is not a tuma ritzutze. That to say will be taken out of the house, that will be taken into the house, it will not be taken into the house. When you take it out of the table, and take it out of the house. This is a Mishnah in the Eiholis. V'toni Allah. Now there's a baraisa on this Mishnah. Betoni Yalo, Rabbi Yossi Metayer. Rabbi Yossi is Metayer. So now, what case is Rabbi Yossi talking about that Rabbi Yossi is Metayer? Ahai, Ilema Sefer. If Rabbi Yossi is going on the Sefer, is Tanakamina Mituhurika Metayer. What Pshat Rabbi Yossi Metayer? The Tanakam is also Metayer. There's no reason to be Metame. There is the Kezayis of the mace is in an oil, so the bias doesn't become Tommy from the Kezayis. It's safe to Melotzeis Lachutz, so therefore the full of the Tanakam was Metame and the Reish is Metayer in the Sefer. So what Pshat Rabbi Yossi Metayer? Elo, so the Gemara says, the Koma Tanekamo, the Tanekame, when he said, in the first Bovet, he said, Tumo Besoicho Habayis Tome. When the Tume is Besoicho Habayis Tome. So, let us, when Teves Amigdosh Yeshbo Poiseach Tefach, when in the first case, in the Reishit, when Tuma Besoicha Habayis Tome, so the Tanakama emphasized that the Teva has a Peseach Tefach, the Teva is an oil b'fnei atzme, v'avol pikein Habayis Tome, because al seif Tuma lotzeis. So let us see the Gemara. The Koma Tanakama, Tuma Besoicha Habayis Tome. Tanakama said, that if there's tume in the teva of the migdo, habay is tume. So there are two reasons why the bias could become tume. Im ishum the derech tume lotzeis, and that's what he said. He spoke about such a case. He said that the teva is an oil, is a peseach tefach. But the bias is Tomei al Tzayv to Melotzeis. But we can derive Midivrei Atanakama. There's another oifen that the bias can be Tomei. Imishum the Tume Tmuna Beikas. That means he mentioned that the Tume, when he had to come on to a Tume of Seif to Molotzeis, he was speaking about a Teva that has a Tefach or Tefach Barum Tefach. So there is an oil, the Kizayis from the Mace is in an oil. So therefore, there the only reason he was Metame was because Seif to Molotzeis. But let us, we'll see Rashi, but let us just make the Cheshbon ourselves. Then, so the Tanakame is speaking about a case that the Kezayis of Tume is in a Teva that's an oil b'fnei atzme. It's a Tefach al Tefach b'rum Tefach. It is, so he says, in the Reish, it's Tome al Seif to Melotzeis. Hemido in the Sefer, Hemido b'pesa. What does Hemido mean? Hemido means he took this Migdol, which is speaking about a teva that has a poiseach tefach, and he made that it should be pischa lachutz. So then the Tanakama said, so there's no reason why the bayis should be tame. The teva has tefach al tefach. It's pischa mi bachutz. So Mamela, it's story. But I can derive from the Tanakama what would be if the table was not a Tefach al Tefach. So then Afilu in the second case it also be Tomei, because a Tumaratsutsa because Voila. That I can derive from the Tanakama. That's what the Gemara says. We'll see Rashi will explain it. There are two reasons if Tuma Besoicha the Bayis is Tome. Im Yishum the Derech Tuma Lotzeis, and that is if the Teve is a Tefach al Tefach Barum Tefach. So you have, it's the Etzim Kezayis Min Emeis, it's in a separate oil, so it's not, so the oil is Chaitzit. But I could also derive Im Yishum the Tuma Tmuna Bekas. I could derive if it won't via tefach al tefach b'lum tefach, then the bias will be tummy because it's a tumah ritzutze, and the tumah will go through the oihel, which is less than a tefach, and be metame the whole bias. Become alei Rabbi Yosi. That is baraisa v'toni alo Rabbi Yosi metayer. That Rabbi Yosi was metayer on that which we can derive midivrei tanekame. From the divrei tanekame, it would seem that if the teve is less than a tefach al tefach brum tefach, the tanekame would be metame the bias. I feel in the case of the Sefer, because Tume, Tmune, Tume, Ritzutza, Beikas, Voile, Rabbi Yosi Metayer, Rabbi Yosi holds there's no such din. A Tume, Ritzutza is also Chaitzitz Bifnei Atume. Become a Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi comes to be Chaylik, Sai on the Reisha, and Sai on the Deek of the Sefer. Become a Rabbi Yosi. In the Kamre Terech Tume, the Lord says that what you said in the Reisha. When the Teve is al Tefach, Berum Tefach. So you said that the bias is Tome because it's Seif Tume, Lord says. So Rabbi Yosi says, I wish to disagree with you. Yochelu Leitzi Yelach Atzoy. Who says that the Kezayis of a mace, this kezayis will be removed into the bias. Could be he'll split the kezayis or he'll burn the kezayis. And he'll never enter the bias. Udeka amrit. And that's what it seems from you, that in the Sefer, that the only reason that the bias is toher, the only reason the bias is toher is because there's a the teva is an oil tefach, but if the teva would not have an oil tefach, so then the tume beteva would be beikas, and the whole bias would be tummy. The kamra tume tmuna beikas, tume tmuna ain't a beikas. I wish to disagree with you that tume tmuna ain't a beikas. So memele, this is a bias raya. Abaye Boderaya, I told you that Rabbi Yosi holds that a tumah ritzutze is chaitzitz bifnei atumah. I have enough in the beraisa that says this, that tumah tmune is einai chaitzitz. Tumah tmune is not paikas and it's chaitzitz. That shitas Rabbi Yosi. Hochi gasinen Rashi ankut chavor medalech. Betoni alo, Rabbi Yosi metayer. Aha, inei ma'aseife, if Rabbi Yosi is metayer on the seife, tane kama nami turi metayer. Elo, the shamet, that's chitim kibetz, or the shamet, the koma, tane kama, habayis tome, he read between the lines. He heard that according to the Tanakhame, the bias will be Tomei, imishum the derech to Molotzei, so Gesine Allah Bereshe, the Bereshe Medjit Nambo Rabbi Yosi Mitai. It's not going on the Reshe, but he's being chaylik on what you can derive midivrei the Tanakhame. Inei ma'asei odachtoni o Tanakhame nami mitai, the Tanakhame is also mitai. Elo shomei le Tanakhame. He heard the Tanakhama. The Koma Rabbi is Tomei Kolecha de Mashkachas. Then he heard from the Tanakhama, if you have a Kezayis Minameis in this drawer, and the Tanakhama said that the bias is Tomei, so there are two, I found them out, the bias can be Tomei. The Tanakhama. The Koma Rabbi is Tomei. Kolecha de Mashkachas, there are two Eifanim that bias could be Tomei. Choda Mahanech Trei Taimi. One of two Eifanim. I Mishum Derech Tumalotzeis. There's one Eifan that the bias could become Tomei because he's going to take out the Kezayis from the drawer into the house. Kegoin Reisha, the Yeshba Peseyach Tefach, the drawer has a Peseyach Tefach, the Ein Kam Tumet Tmune. There's no tumah tmune, so at the matziv of the matziv of the kesayis basar, that alone is not a matziv to be metamed abayis, because it's in an oil. El mishum de seifa lotzis. Being mishum, and then there's a dik mi divrei tanekamim, that there's another case that this kesayis min abasa will be metamed. The tumetum tmuna by kas midenoket reishim yesh bo peisayach tefach. When the Tane had to give a reason, that the whole reason the Bais Tomel safe to Malot says, he said, because there's a peisayach tefach in the Teva. The Tana seifa Allah, in the seifa that the Tane Kama said, when is it toer? Hemida be pesach u pischa lechutz, habayis toer, hemida, this case. This case that the Jew is a Pesach Tefach. Minimino time the Yeshba Pesach Tefach. The Einkan oil tumetmune. There's not a tumeretzutze. Ein bo Pesach Tefach. But if there won't be a Pesach Tefach, afilu hemido be Pesach. Afilu we put this migdol be Pesach. U pischa lechutz. And the opening will go out to the outside. So then the bias is tome because the tumetmuna is because avikilu motelas bekarke abayis babayis mail olel. So here we have a raya that Rabbi Yossi holds that a tumeretzutze, that's a machlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakam holds a tumeretzutze, if there's less than a tefach between the kezayis minameis and the oil, so it's bekas of oil, that's what the Tanakam holds. And Rabbi Yossi holds, not like that. Let's see the next slide. So come lay Rabbi Yossi. Bereish the kamrit gavi yesh papay seyach tev rabbi is tomei. Mimnei she derech tu melot seys yochul leitzi elach atzoyr. I wish to disagree with you. So it's not mucher that he's going to take out of kezayis into the bayis. Ude ka amrit beseifo habayis toyo. That the bayis is toyo. The time of the only reason the bayis is toyo. Mishum de noket bereish yesh papay seyach tefach. Because there is an oil of a Pesach Tefach in the Migdol. Ha ein bo Pesach Tefach, ha bayis tom, ishim de tumet mun baikas, lav mil si de tumet mun ein a baikas. Ha tumet zuse is not baikas. The Rami, the Rabbi Yossi, and the Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara, let us just understand one thing. We have here the Gemara said, we brought a raya, Rabbi Yossi holds that a tume tmune ain't a bekas. That means, Poshet Veirash learns a tume, we were always assumed that if you have a kezayis min ameis, and there's less than the oil tefach, so the tume goes through. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like this. Rabbi Yossi holds this oil is chaitzitz. Even though there's less than the oil tefach, it is chaitzitz. Because before we had Rashi said that, that a tumer tzutze bekasvel is aloch lamayisha misina, it seems Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold this. Al kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yossi holds that a tumer ritzutze is not paikeya, the oil over it is choytzitz b'fnei atumah. Now, we're going to ask a kasha, a stira of Rabbi Yossi, but in order to ask this kasha, we have a very, very complicated Mishnah. When we'll try to wade through the Mishnah to figure out the kasha on Rabbi Yossi, and then the Muslims say, no, it's a different pshat on Rabbi Yossi. That's the crux of the next sugya. But there's a lot of things that we have to understand when we learn this next sugya. Another Mishnah. The Rami de Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. Mor says, you tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Ritzutze is not Vaikaya, and the oil is Chaitzitz. I have another Mishnah, and there Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumah Ritzutze is Vaikaya. Now, first we have to know about the case, and then we have here a four-way machlokes, it's Lebedik. This not, we learned as follows. Hakelev she'ochal boso meis u meis. Now let us just see what happened over here. A kelev went and ate a kezayis min ameis. Now, a kezayis min ameis is metame bo'il. We have no problems with this because kozman the kelev is alive. We have a klal, a tumma blua in a balchai is not, it's considered an entity b'fnei atzmai. The tumma in the balchai will not go anywhere. A tumma blua in a balchai is not metame. So memele, kozman, this kelev, had a kezayis min ameis inside of him. He walks inside the house, outside the house, no problem whatsoever. There's no tumma entering the house. It's encapsulated in this balchai. Finished. But now we have a problem. This kelev died. This kelev died. It takes 3 days to digest his food. The kelev doesn't digest too easily. He died before the 3 days. And of some emela, we have now a dead kelev with a kezayis min ameis inside of him, which we now have a problem. Now we're going to try to understand the problem. Hakelev sheochal besar meis, umeis hakelev, umutal ala askufa. And the kelev is lying on the threshold of the bayis. Now we have to wonder or figure out what happened now. We have here a kelev that's dead. He has inside of him a kezayis min ameis. He's lying on the threshold of the bayis. What happened? Is the bayis tomei? Is the bayis toy? That is going to be the shakla v'talya. And the differences of opinions of different tanoim is Rameyer Oimer. First, let's go to Rameyer. Im yesh b'tzavoroi poiseach tefach, mevi esatume v'imlav einoi mevi esatume. Now we measure the neck of the kelev. The circumference of the outside circumference of the neck. And we say as follows. Im yesh be tzavoroi, if the tzavor of the kelev, poiseach tefach, maybe esatume, v'imlav eini mevi esatume. So we have to understand how we measure, why we measure. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hakelev she'ochal besar hameis, umeis hakelev. The kelev died. The ilu chai, if this kelev would be alive, afilu nichnas lebayis, he walks into the house, habayis toil, the bayis is toil, we do not have to worry at all about this kezayis meis that is in the house. Kida omar bepeima hamekashe, tetume habluwe bebalechayim eine metame. A tume blue is not metame, some amela, that would be no problem whatsoever. Umutal ala askufa, he's lying on the threshold, vitzavoroi lifnim, and his neck is here would seem from Rashi, it's mamish in the house. Okay, it's unclear. Mutal ala skufa tzavoroi lifnim. Im yesh b'tzavoroi poiseach tefach, reichev tefach b'tzavoroi, mevi esatume, mishum didoifnoi ha'elyoin, Mahil al hatume, veroishoi hasheni, mamshech ha'oyel lebayis, v'yoytzei derech piv lebayis, v'avol gav de'in lo'oyel shechaloloi tefach, sovar ameh de mamshech ha'oyel v'rochvoi tefach. Let's just say the next Rashi and try to explain. V'imlav eini mevi esatume, v'chol shen b'roichav tefach, eini oil, Kidisnan tefach al tefach al rum tefach merube may be es hatumah. Now let's go backwards. Rashi says that it seems over here, for all practical purposes, it seems that if the kelev swallow the kezayis min ha-meis, so for all practical purposes, the kezayis min ha-meis is in the intestines now. And the intestines can very well be outside of the miftan, outside of the askoife, and that's nothing. But I have over here, but the neck of the kelev is either on the miftan or towards the house. The neck is problematic. What is the problem of the neck? That means, if we will say, just for 1 minute, let us say that the area of the neck we have here, a tefach al tefach berum tefach. We have, let's say, the area of the neck is a tefach al tefach berum tefach. So we have over here that the kizayis min ha-meis is perhaps outside of the house, but the skin of the behemah is mile over that kizayis, and the skin travels to the neck, and the neck is also a tefach al tefach balum tefach, and the neck is in the house, or in the chelik of the house, so the tumah that is in the kizayis, which is in the intestines of the kelev, the tumah will travel up into the house through the neck. That means as follows. If the neck does not have a tefach al tefach berum tefach, so the tumah, oil is maybe yes a tumah, so the tumah will go till the neck, which perhaps is still outside of the house, and finished. Doesn't go further. But if the neck is a tefach al tefach berum tefach, so memeila, then the tumah will go further, and then into the house, then it's bitter, then the house is coming. Now, let us just mention three ha'olos. Rashi, the last Rashi says, v'imlav eni mevi es ha'tumah, d'chol shein b'reifach tefach enay oil, kidisnan tefach al rum tefach merubah. You need an area of a tefach al tefach al rum tefach. That's called an oil. If you have such an area, it's called an oil. It's maybe a satum. Rashi before, the previous Rashi said, Rashi says, yesh betzavorei poiseyach tefach, roichav tefach betzavorei. There's a roichav tefach. Here Rashi doesn't mention a halal tefach. Rashi says there's a roichav tefach. Now look in the next Rashi. Va'afagav de'ein lo oil shechaloloi tefach, sova rameya de'mamshech oil v'roch boi tefach. So the previous Rashi said, according to Rameya, you don't need a cholol tefach, you need a roichef tefach. And then the next Rashi said, v'lavini maybe said to Mr. Rashi, because you need tefach or tefach, brum tefach. So we have here a problem. Rashi, so I think Pshat in Rashi is, I don't know if everyone holds like this, but Taisvis says that Rameya holds Chaykekin, Chaykekin Lahashlim, and let us just understand this concept for a minute. Let's talk about, we had Chaykekin Lahashlim by Mezuzah, by other things. Let's say like this. The halacha is that if you have a door, what is the minimum size of a door to be mechayev a mezuzah? It has to have a height of 10 tefachim and a roichev of dalet tefachim. So 10 tefachim by dalet tefachim, it's called a pesach, it's chayev a mezuzah. What if you have a door till 8 tefachim, it's dalet tefachim. That means the roichev adalas is dalet tefachim. You have here the walls of the door. They go up 8 tefachim and there's dalet tefachim in between. Then it goes up another 2 tefachim, but it becomes an archway. And it comes out that the last two tvachim do not have a reichev of dalet tvach. So there's a svara of chaykikim. That means you have a whole wall over here. If you chisel out from the top two tvachim, you chisel out this place to make it a reichev dalet dal dalet. So there's a svara we say chaykikim, ki'ilu we chiseled it out. It's considered we have a Pesach of 10 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, the whole Goiva, a Pesach. That's called, that's a din of Chaykikim. So Taisva says, and I think this is Pshat and Rashi also, that Rameya also holds Chaykikim. That means Rameya measured the outside circumference of the neck of the Kelev. And he says, if there's a reichiv tefach, it's gewaldig. Now the outside circumference is, what does the outside circumference help me? Inside there's meat and there's a whole bunch of things inside. So I need a halal tefach. So Taisva says, Rameya holds chaykikim. Rameya holds chaykikim. So that means whatever is inside, we assume ke'ilu it was chiseled out. So we have here the outside oil, which that will be the oil, and the Rishash and the Peres Yisrael say, really, it's not enough a reichiv of a tefach, we need a diagonal. We need a diagonal of a tefach al tefach, barum tefach, and if the diameter is a diagonal of a tefach al tefach, barum tefach, so then inside I have a square. Let's say, Philibus, I have a square of a tefach, al tefach, b'chum tefach. The tumah will go through. That means that for practical purposes, the kezayis min hameis is outside of the house. Now I have here, so now the shalos will get into the house. So Rameya said, if the tzavo, the neck of the kelev, is inside, and it's if from the outside, there's a reichiv tefach that I could inscribe a square in the tzava of a tefach al tefach, so the tumah will go through, will travel from the bnei me'ayin till the house that they're ready. And they'll go out of the peh of the kelev. That's what Rashi says. The yaitze derech piv lebayis. Now, how it goes outside of the peh, I don't know. Because lecheret there you lost your tefach already. I don't know how it goes outside of the peh. The Mishnah Achayna speaks about it, but let's not get into that problem. Rashi says it goes out of the peh. Fine. So that's what Rameya said. Rameya said that we have here lecheret kezayis min hameis that's outside of the bayis, and we have kezayis that's outside of the bayis. So if the tzava of the kelet has an oil tefach, so the tumah is going to go into the house through the tzavo, and the house will become tum. That's what Rameya said. And Vimlav, if the tzavo does not have a reichiv tefach al tefach, barum tefach, so the tumah is going to go till the tzavo, then boom, it stops. You don't have an oil that's maybe has a tumah, so it's going, so the house is tum. That is Rameya. So let us again see the lashon of the Mishnah. Rameya Rameim Yesh Betzabori Peseyach Tefach Maybe Yesatume Vimlav Einay Maybe Yesatume. Rabbi Yosi Oimel Royin Royin Maybe it says Royin Esatume Royin Esatume the Shin Gemetz says Royin Esatume Mikeneged Hashkoyf Vilefnim Habayis Tome. Now, Rabbi Yosi said as follows, Royin esatumah, we have to see what that means. And then he said something else. Where the tumah is the tumah outside of the mashkoif, or is the tumah inside of the mashkoif? Now, and when you have a threshold, you have
a chelik, the mashkiv is the chelik where the door bangs on. So really the threshold is divided into two chalokim. That means there's a chelik that's outside of the bayis. That's till where the door can go. And then from then on, there's a chelik inside the bayis. So here Rabbi Yossi says, Roines HaTumah, that's number one. We have to figure out what that means. And then he says, and we have to see if it's Mikenegid HaShkoifel of Nim, it's from after the Mashkoifel of Nim, Abayis Tomei. Mikenegid HaShkoifel of Chutz, Abayis Tomei. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. But now we'll see what the Gemara saw. We have to understand what Rabbi Yossi said, and the Gemara saw something else. So now we have to do some research. We have to find out where the Kezayis Minames is. We have to find out where the Kezayis Minames is, if it's Minamashkev Milafnim, and some Mashkev Mibachos. Now, Habayis Tome, if it's Minamashkev Milafnim, Habayis Tome. The Gemara held now that at the Ein Betzaborei Tefach Koi, we're speaking about Ein Betzaborei Tefach. The Koma Rameyer Abayis Toyer. Rameyer said that if the neck of the Kelev does not have a Tefach, the Bayis is Toyer. The Koma Lei Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi said, "Im atume min hamashkev v'lefnim, if the tum is hamashkev v'lefnim, af al pi she'im betzavori roichev, liyes hu oil, even though the tzavor is not, cannot be an oil, erei yesh kan oil godu, there's a big oil, she'habayis mail al atume, because the bayis is mal al atume, Estam chalal agorin ein bay tefach, ahav yelo tume temuna. Now, I had a tremendous problem to understand this Rashi, but before the Shia, I saw a Chazainish, and with the Chazainish, now I can understand what Rashi is saying. The Chazainish says, somehow, you boidik where the Kezayis is. And for some reason, we are speaking about now, what is if the Kezayis is in the Tzavor? The Kezayis is in the Tzavor, but the Tzavor does not have a Pesach Tefach. Now, according to the Tanakame seemed to say, if the Tzavor has a Pesach Tefach, the Tumah goes through the Tzavor, it goes through the mouth, the Rechpit, we don't know, and it goes into the house. Rabbi Yossi said, I got news for you. I feel that the Tzavah doesn't have a Pesach Tefach, which normally a Tzavah doesn't have a Pesach Tefach. This is very rare. But it's a Tumah Tmuna, it's a Tumah Ritzutze, and the Tumah is going to go up. Why does it have to go through the neck? If the Kezayis of the mace is in the Tzavah, and the Tzavah is Minamashkei Filifnim, so the Tumah goes up, And the whole house becomes tummy. So we see from over here now two moira de kezachim. Now, that's the kasha of the Gemara, negei alono. You just told me that Rabbi Yossi holds a tumah ritzutz es choytzitz b'fnei atum. That's what you just told me. Rabbi Yossi holds that even though there's not a tefach, it's choytzitz, it doesn't go. Here Rabbi Yossi says, pum fakelte. No. Even though you don't have an oil in the house, the tumah is going to go up because the tumah ritzutze goes up. So astira in Rabbi Yossi. That's the Gemara's kasha. And again, alone, this is the Gemara's kasha. Till the Gemara's going to say a different mala. But this is how the Gemara understood pshat. But we have here another ha'ore. That means till now we were only under the impression that Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds Tumah Ritzutz is not Chaitzitz. It's Chaitzitz, I'm sorry. And now we say, oh, we see Tumah Ritzutz is not Chaitzitz. But it comes out the way the Gemara learned now, the Tanakama holds that it is Chaitzitz. Da kommt der Punkt verkehrt. Da kommt der Tane Kame, Rab Meir. Rab Meir räume, der Rab Meir holt seine Tumere zu zu Ischreizitz, wenn er Hapachu. Rab Meir holt Tumere zu zu Ischreizitz. So if the Kizayis of Bosor is in the Tzavo, and the Tzavo doesn't have Tefach al Tefach, no problem, the house is toil. But there's a tefach al tefach, the tumor goes through the tzavo, and it goes through the mouth for some reason. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. And Rabbi Yosi said, no, if the kizayis is in the tzavo, it's going to go up. Tumor etzutze is by keyev oile. So that would use advice is only tome if it's a tefach al tefach. I wish vehemently to disagree with you. And that, Ba'etzem, this is the Gemara's Kasha. We're finished with the Gemara's Kasha, but the Gemara is going to bring now the whole Mishnah, which has many complexities to understand the Mishnah, but this is the Kasha that the Gemara is going to ask, and the Gemara is going later to say a different pshat in Rabbi Yosi.